Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm looking at three new movies. One romance and two action thrillers, one from Canada and another from Denmark, plus a love story from Germany. There's death on a commuter train, shootouts in a small town, and eternal love deep under water. Riders of Justice, written and directed by Anders Thomas Jensen. Marcus, played by Mads Mikkelsen, is a hard-ass officer in the Danish army, happily married with a teenage daughter named Matilda, played by Andrea Heik Gadeberg. But his job keeps him apart from his family for months at a time. So when he hears his wife has been killed in a rare commuter train accident, he rushes home. He has to take care of Matilda now, but summarily refuses all offers of counselors or psychologists. He doesn't believe in that mumbo jumbo. But he clearly has a lot of anger deep inside. He punches Matilda's blue-haired boyfriend, Sirius, in the face the first time he meets him. He's been away so long, he doesn't even know she has a boyfriend. But their lives are further disrupted by an unexpected knock on the door. Otto, played by Nikolai Lie-Kaas, is a number-crunching computer nerd. He was on the same train and says it can't be a coincidence that a key witness in an upcoming trial of a criminal biker gang called Riders of Justice was also killed in that explosion. And the police clearly don't care. So can we punish them ourselves, he wonders. Otto enlists his two frenemies, Emmentaler, an enormous man with a man bun who is also a facial recognition expert. He has a terrible temper from a lifetime of being bullied, and Leonard, a hacker without any social skills whatsoever. He's been in therapy for 25 years. This motley crew sets up camp inside Marcus's barn to prove that the biker gang is to blame. And Marcus, after a lifetime of military training, knows how to fight back and get revenge. But is their conspiracy theory correct? Can they catch the villains and avenge the deaths? And can one soldier and three untrained antisocial intellectuals beat a heavily armed criminal gang? And can Marcus ever communicate with his only daughter? Riders of Justice is a brilliantly funny, darkly funny, satirical look at self-proclaimed vigilantes. It deals with probability, death, and retribution all wrapped up in the language of psychology, technology, sexuality, and social networks. It does have a Christmas theme, which is odd to watch in a late spring movie, but that hardly detracts from the main story. It also is quite violent, with a lot of blood, pain, and death, so beware of that. Although it's a comedy, it's also an action thriller with a lot of blood. What's great about it is all the well-rounded portrayals of disparate oddball characters learning to live together in a makeshift, highly dysfunctional sort of a family. This is a fantastic movie. Trigger Point, directed by Brad Turner. Lewis, played by Barry Pepper, is a nice guy. Ask anyone in the small town where he lives. He found a kitten for Janice, played by Nazneen Contractor, a waitress at the local diner. And he fixed the electric tea kettle, no charge, at Irene's bookstore, played by Jane Eastwood, using just a paper clip. This guy can fix anything. He's a regular MacGyver. He lives alone in the outskirts of town in a huge wooden farmhouse. But when outsiders with big city ways come to town snooping around, things start to change. Dwight, played by Carlo Rota, says he wants to talk with him. Elias, played by Colm Feore, his former boss, has a job for him to do: track down and free Elias's kidnapped daughter, Monica, played by Eve Harlow. You see, Lewis used to have another job. He was a top agent at the corporation, aka the CIA. But he went underground when a mysterious assassin known only as Quentin started knocking off everyone else on his team. And lots of people think Lewis is the actual killer. So now he has to follow the trail, question the suspects, and uncover the evidence before he becomes Quentin's next target. But who could be trusted and who's a turncoat? Trigger Point is a good traditional shoot-'em-up action movie. It's an apolitical look at the spy trade, concentrating instead on corruption and greed. Shot in small-town Ontario, it's full of open fields, greenhouses, and some stunning lakeshore landscapes, and lots of familiar Canadian faces popping up, and it keeps up the pace. Sadly, it has a weird, unfinished quality to it, as if the final 30 pages of the script blew away while they were shooting it, so they decided to just end it early. What's going on? Why do they introduce new characters in the last few minutes of a movie? Why don't they bother capturing the villain? Is this actually just a pilot for an unproduced TV series? Whatever. If you don't mind turning off your brain for an hour and a half, you'll enjoy this fast-moving action thriller. Undina, or Undine, written and directed by Christian Petzold. Undina, played by Paula Beer, is a young woman in Berlin. She's crushed because her true love, Johannes, has just revealed he's married to another woman. She says, "If you leave me, I will have to kill you," but she doesn't have time to finish the conversation at the cafe. Her unusual job at a museum across the street starts in 5 minutes. She works as a guide to an enormous 3D physical model of Berlin city map. And when she returns to the cafe after her shift, Johannes is gone. But a strange voice calls to her from behind a decorative fish tank. It's Christoph, played by Franz Rogowski, a boyish and clumsy man. The two collide, breaking the fish tank, sending broken glass and a flood of water over the two of them. And as Christoph pulls broken glass from Undina's body, it's love at first accident. He works out of town in a scenic lake as an engineer repairing broken machinery and welding it back together underwater. Undina follows him to his workplace and joins him in scuba gear, and they spend all their time together making love on land and in the water. But though they share a psychic bond, the elements seem to want to pull them apart. And when Johannes reappears, the relationship seems to be at risk. Undina is an incredibly beautiful romance, wonderfully acted and elegantly shot. Like in all of Petzold's films, while the story seems simple, its characters and ideas are intense. His style is spare, and every scene, a spill glass of wine, a glance at a passerby, every single scene in this movie is essential to the story. Nothing is wasted. I don't want to spoil the plot, but I think I should share that Undina shares her name with a classical figure, a water nymph from the Greek myths called Undine or Undine. And the movie leaves it open to the viewer the suggestion that this Undina is also supernatural. The film plays with themes of eternal love, destiny, tragedy, and life both underwater and on land, sort of an adult mermaid story. Paula Beer and Frank Rogowski also played star-crossed lovers in Petzold's last movie, Transit, and they're back again sharing the same tension and electricity. I love this movie and I recommend it highly. Triggerpoint is now playing. Riders of Justice starts today, and don't miss Undina opening 2 weeks from now. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.